the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
As Andy Williams croons, it's the most wonderful time of the year. The holiday season is upon us, and for many, that means family traditions, time spent with friends, and spreading a little cheer. For a growing number of businesses, spreading cheer goes beyond the one-time gift purchase. The idea of social enterprises is also spreading. Think Tom's Shoes or locally 5-Pound Apparel. I'm Emily Letterman. My guest today is Dr. Josh Coleman, an associate professor of marketing at Missouri State University. Coleman focused his PhD research on social enterprises.
And what we really mean by that is it's a business that exists to impact society positively in some way. Most traditional businesses exist to make money and to serve customers. And a social enterprise will also do that, but there's this other mission that's embedded in it, which is make society better in some way. Yeah, the classic example of the social enterprise for today is Tom's Shoes, which when they first came on the scene 15, 20 years ago, it was the buy a pair of shoes, give a pair of shoes model, the one-for-one model. And this really opened the door to consumers seeing how their purchases can make a difference in the world. And so a lot of companies then took that model and said, okay, you buy our thing and we'll give something away. But we also see a lot of social enterprises are geared more toward employment models, to where they'll employ formerly incarcerated individuals or disabled veterans or people who otherwise cannot get jobs, and a social enterprise will be created to employ these people. And so you're getting a product just like you would. It's not the one-for-one model, but the products come from a sustainable or ethical or fair trade source.
Coleman does not study the businesses themselves, but rather consumer reaction to the companies and their missions.
And a big piece of what I'm looking at is how do consumers perceive the authenticity of the social enterprise? Is that different than just, hey, it happens to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's October. We're going to give to Breast Cancer Awareness Month through the sale of the pink bagel or whatever the case might be. That's fine. But for a lot of people, that just kind of seems like a nice tactic of, oh, good for you. You're doing your part. But a social enterprise, that cause is embedded in the company itself. So does that change consumers' perceptions? And what we're seeing is that for a social enterprise, if they're handled right and communicated in the right way, consumers do perceive them as more authentic, because it's not just a marketing ploy for a month or two. It's embedded in the existence of the business itself.
On the flip side, Coleman also studies cause-related marketing. Not every company can reformulate to become a social enterprise, but advertising practices still allow companies to support a mission.
Cause-related marketing has really led to where we see social enterprise today, but a cause marketing is going to be temporary, and it's going to be just kind of one product or one or two products. Then you're going to say, hey, for this, again, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is a great example of, for this month, a portion of proceeds will go to benefit this cause, and that's it. But the company itself is still very much revenue-driven. Nike is a great example of, hey, we're a shoe business. We exist to sell shoes and high-priced and high-quality shoes. They can't just become a social enterprise, but they can press into something like cause-related marketing to show that they are committed to having a social impact.
Does the marketing work? Coleman says yes, as long as it hits two important factors. Is it perceived to be authentic, and does it make the consumer feel good?
Authenticity is a key part of all of this, and what we're finding today with the internet, with social media, it's really easy to tell if you're just trying to sell me on something. If you say, hey, we're contributed to this cause, or we're committed to this particular social injustice in the world, it's really easy to find out if you've ever actually done anything about that. And that's a key piece of all of this is, how does it make the consumer feel? Which goes back to some of the research that I do. And what we see is a lot of consumers say, well, you know, at least I bought from this company, or at least I bought this product, so therefore, I'm a good person. I've done good things, and I've contributed to society. Until you read that fine print and go, oh, wait, I paid $100 for this pair of shoes and only $1 of that actually went to the social cause, you know. But it makes you feel good to say, oh, I bought this particular pair of shoes instead of that one. I'm a great person. And so and we as marketers, as advertisers, we recognize that. And so we want to press into that when we package these things up and position ourselves according to these social causes.
That was Dr. Josh Coleman, a marketing expert at Missouri State University. Tune in next Tuesday for my continued conversation with Coleman as he explains how social enterprises and Christmas shopping go hand in hand. I'm Emily Letterman for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.